This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, we'll get a breakdown of the latest congressional fundraising numbers from Michigan Campaign Finance Network Director Craig Mauger. But first, Sean McCann served 10 years on the Kalamazoo City Commission and then another 4 years in the State House. He has also worked for nonprofit groups, the American Red Cross, and the Vine Neighborhood Association. McCann is now leading another nonprofit organization. He has been named Executive Director of Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation. Sean McCann, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Gordon. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, let's first of all talk about this group, Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation. What is it?
It's a couple of things. For a long time, the Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation has been a supporting organization to the City of Kalamazoo's Department of Parks and Recreation. Perhaps a way to think of it is like a volunteer corps or a way to support programs outside of the city department official. They have done fundraisers like a golf outing and other events. I don't know the entire history of all their activities, but instead of remaining as a supporting board unofficially as an adjunct to the City of Kalamazoo, they have decided over the past couple of years that they wanted to form their own independent 501c3 nonprofit organization. And that's what's transpired over the last year and a half or so, as they've laid the groundwork to start a new nonprofit organization. And so now Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation is that, a separate community-based 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization, dedicated still to doing whatever they can, whatever we can, to support City of Kalamazoo Parks and Recreation's programs and facilities.
So then explain the funding then. Is it all private donations for that supply the money for Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation?
So the Friends of Recreation has some seed funds to help get it going, which is part of my addition to the organization, with the idea that we will be raising funds as we go forward, perhaps restricted and unrestricted funds for different initiatives as we sort of prioritize where we're going to go and what we're going to do first. So we have the ability to sort of crawl and then walk and then hopefully run once sort of the basics are in place. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of possibilities and things that we could run at, but we want to, you know, there's very basic things like mailing lists and email and websites that still have yet to be done.
When you mentioned restricted and unrestricted, for people who are not necessarily familiar with the parlance of fundraising, restricted means that people may donate money and say, I want it to go specifically to X. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, perfect. Yep. And that may be for something like a facility campaign. The easy example is to perhaps look at a park like Millen Park that needs upgrades, and maybe there's a specific request out into the community to give funds to support a particular park enhancement plan. The other side of that is that the organization will need to sort of buy paper pads and pencils and be able to function, and that's where sort of this unrestricted, we're not going to tell you what to do with it kind of support helps out a lot.
Are there any numbers yet that people have come up with that you need X amount of dollars, or is that still being formulated?
That's still being formulated. There was, in fact, a plan at one point to work on enhancements to Millen Park and the Blanche Hull Preserve, and I need to revisit where that went and kind of see if that's where we go first, because some of that groundwork had been laid. But that's really, I've had a good time with the new role asking people I interact with on a daily basis, the person who cuts my hair or someone I saw at the library, so tell me about parks. Which ones do you use? What do you like about them? What don't you like about them? And that sort of gets the ideas flowing as far as, okay, there's 1,000 possibilities under the sun. I do hope we'll get a chance to mention the scholarship program and some of the ways that this group has already supported Parks and Recreation.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about scholarships?
So that is, in all honesty, I'm still learning sort of how this all works, but the Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation has been able to underwrite scholarships for low to moderate income families to be able to have access to the city's recreation programs. Summer camps, for example. So the city does a summer camp now doing a camp, which is basically all 9 weeks of the time kids are out of school, from 9 to 5 all day. This is going to be the second year of a camp where kids can basically, you know, school's out, boom, you're in the city camp from 9 to 5 for up to 9 weeks, and then that gets you back into school, and you've got supervised activities, you know, a broad swath of activities. Well, not every kid can afford that tuition for that camp, and so traditionally the Friends of Recreation has provided scholarships so kids can do those activities. And that's, I mean, to me, I think that's a core piece of, you know, why this is so important, because we need kids to have wholesome recreational activities in their lives. As the saying goes, otherwise idle hands and idle kids are just going to get into trouble.
One of the things that Sean Fletcher, the chairman of the board for Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation, said when you were hired is that the board believes in being an instrumental force in advancing community recreational opportunities, including for people with limited resources in Kalamazoo. That's part of course, what a scholarship program would do. Do you think that that might also mean looking around at where parks are, where opportunities are, and perhaps trying to ensure that they are in neighborhoods which are lower income?
I do. I think that I'm still trying to find the spot where that's more the role of the city's Parks and Recreations Department, how and where do we support that. But I think, you know, because the city also has a Parks and Recreation Advisory Board that sort of addresses those types of issues also. So for me, it's week two. I'm still trying to sort of sort out how and where. But I think that the good point there is that, you know, as someone like myself goes and is given a need, okay, here's a need that we need a new park facility in a place in town, or we need to expand a program in a particular area of town, how can Friends of Recreation raise support for that need? That's really kind of the way I think I'm going to approach it.
So how closely do you see Friends of Recreation working with the City Parks Department? And how much do you think that maybe you have to work independently just because you are a nonprofit, you know, raising private funds as opposed to being a governmental entity?
Still sorting that out, but, you know, my sense is really a very close relationship. I mean, that's the history of this group is a very close supporting relationship to the City of Kalamazoo Parks and Recreation Department. You know, conceivably, as an independent 501c3, there aren't necessarily restrictions on activities or how we'll operate, but I, you know, certainly think everyone wants to honor that history. And again, not reinventing the wheel makes a lot of sense. So these are easy and close at hand relationships. And so starting something new, I don't think we'd rule out other possibilities, and particularly don't want to rule out collaborations with, you know, other organizations, because there are numerous other organizations, nonprofit fundraising organizations that are working on different aspects of quality of life as it relates to recreation and facilities around our community, broader than the City of Kalamazoo. But I think that our mission is starting out very close to City of Kalamazoo Parks and Recreation.
Do you believe that your hiring represents a feeling amongst Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation, or in the community in general, maybe, that there's a need for more or better park facilities or opportunities to participate in recreation around Kalamazoo?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it feels like a great fit to me because I can bring sort of some established relationships and knowledge to the process, and sort of my experience on the City Commission and familiarity with that. But I think it's absolutely a great opportunity for everyone involved, and the Friends of Recreation want to see, I mean, there's definitely lots of needs, definitely lots of needs.
So give us an idea, as you mentioned, you haven't been on the job long, but what do you see the next, say, 2 to 3 months looking like for you in terms of what this job is going to be and what you think you'll be doing?
Very much sort of the crawl part of the crawl, walk, run process. There's, you know, I'm the first executive director in a nonprofit that's just started. So setting up simple things like a database so that we can capture and contact people who want to be supportive of this initiative. I encourage and just, you know, this interview is good motivation because I wanted to publish a very simple Facebook page that is a landing place for people to go to because 2 days ago, you know, the question was, how do we get in touch with you? And all I could do is sort of give an email address. So now we have at least a simple Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation Facebook page where people can go and like it, and then we'll be able to, you know, reach out through the power of social media in addition to traditional media, which we appreciate this opportunity very much. So there is a P.O. box. There's not letterhead. There's probably going to need to be a new logo and marketing. I mean, so really very basic steps so that, you know, just like building a house, you have a really solid foundation to build upon. And that's what I think is one of the things that is part of my wheelhouse is getting that stuff set and good to go so that we don't trip later on down the road.
All right. Let me ask you about a couple of other things that I think the listeners would be curious about. One is this announcement came out just last week, shortly after it was announced that Kalamazoo County Administrator Terrence Nugel had resigned, before that there was any announcement about an interim or what the county board might be doing next. It is public record. You applied for county administrator. Did taking this position indicate that you have no interest in applying for that job again?
I think that's an accurate statement. I was in the consideration process and, you know, really was very interested in wanting this position even when the news about the current county situation came to light. And so this is a great fit. I'm very pleased to take it, and I don't see myself, you know, in the mix for county administrator.
Some people, of course, are going to wonder if this is a position that you're going to take long term, and therefore it might lessen interest in a future political run. Do you still have interest in running for political office again?
I think the old adage is never say never, but I don't see I don't see anything in the near future that you know, would indicate that. I've had a great opportunity in the state legislature. I think there's some real fundamental reforms to our democracy that need to happen in order for our political system to work better. How and where I may or may not be active in that kind of a process, I'm not sure yet, but I don't foresee that being on the immediate horizon. As everybody hopefully knows, I'm a very big advocate of gerrymandering reform. I don't see that on the cusp in Michigan. I think that a missed opportunity probably took place in this upcoming election cycle to not work on that in Michigan.
In terms of should someone have pushed to get it on the ballot?
Absolutely, yeah. I think huge missed opportunity. And I think, you know, the money in politics is a big problem. You know, maybe somehow Citizens United changes or is overturned perhaps in a new way. But real pervasive cancers in democracy that don't allow it to function well. And I think, you know, my interest is seeing sort of those kinds of things. And in the meantime, though, and I don't know how that would come about other than like personal time, maybe, because this is a great fit for me. I feel good about what I'm going to be doing, and I think I could do this for a long time because, as we talked about off mic, you know, kids growing up, when you're living viscerally with a six-year-old and a two-year-old, and you think about what do they need for their quality of life, not to mention everyone else's kids in the community, and you think about the great community we have here in Kalamazoo and sort of where the promise puts us in terms of expectations of a community, you know, I think that we sort of need to become that great high community that people really look up to and emulate. And that means lots of aspects. And so I've got a piece of the pie here that I really am happy to run with. And I just think and hope it will be rewarding, and those rewards will stretch out over a long period of time.
Sean McCann, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Sean McCann is the new executive director of Kalamazoo Friends of Recreation.